بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue in the work of Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, titled Al-Kaba'ir, The Major Sins. And we have been reading from the portion the author has specified, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to Kaba'ir Al-Lisan, the major sins of the tongue. And we have seen many issues with regards to the sins of the tongue and the dangers of that. So we continue reading, and the author now, he says, بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي زَعَمُوا. بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي زَعَمُوا. The chapter with regards to that which has come from زَعَمُوا. زَعَمُوا is a verb from a زَعَم. And this is a word that has a number of meanings. And from the meanings of za'ama, qala, he said. You would say za'ama fulanun kada wa kada. Yani qala dhalika. So za'ama, sometimes it has the meaning of qala, meaning he said. But many times, or the majority of the time, the word za'ama will be used to refer to something that is not established, and it's not certain, or to refer to something that is falsehood, or has no evidence or proof. And they would say za'ama fulanun kadha wa kadha, meaning idda'a dhalika huwa laysa bihaq, yani aw lam yatathabbat fihi, meaning so and so, he claimed this. And this is what is intended here. Yani this word, it could have more than one meaning. Also, it has the meaning of dhann, to think, yani from akhwat dhanna, yani to think, yani hasiba. So according to the context, we determine the meaning. But the majority of the time, whenever this word is used, za'ama, then it's to refer to somebody claims something, meaning he claims something, and it's just a simple claim that has no evidence or has no proof. So this is what is being referred to here. Babun ma ja'a fi za'amu. The chapter with regards to that which has come from, yani they claim this and they claim that. They claim this and they claim that. Yani this is similar to what has proceeded from al-qila wal-qal. Al-qila wal-qal, yani he said, she said, and he transmitting the people's statements. But here, to further clarify the issue of the importance of making tathabbut, the importance of verifying information. So this chapter and the main subject of this chapter has proceeded in a number of evidences. But here, to specify this affair, that especially after what the author, he has mentioned in the dangers of lying specifically, and that from the traits of a pious and a righteous believer, أَنَّهُ يَتَحَرَّى الصِّدْقِ, that he pursued truthfulness, and he would strive to obtain that, and he would hope to reach that, and he would make great effort to be upon that, meaning he would take whatever means is necessary to avoid lying and to falling into lying. And from that is to be cautious where you transmit information from. So it has a direct relationship with that which has preceded. Because the one who is always saying za'amu kada wa za'amu kada wa qalu fulan kada wa balagani kada, yani they claim this and they claim that, and so and so said this and so and so said that, and it reached me that this happened, or it reached me that that occurred, or reached me that so and so did this, or did you hear about what has been mentioned from so and so, and the likes like this. The one who transmits statements in this manner, then everything that he says and everything that reaches him, he transmits that, then eventually he will fall into lying, and no doubt. Because that which reaches him, and that which is mentioned, and the statement that one hears any from time to time, some of that is true and some of that is falsehood. Some of that is good and some of that is foul. Some of that is correct and some of that is wrong. So the one who has accustomed himself to transmitting the people's statement, to transmitting the people's statements without verifying and checking the authenticity of that statement, then he will fall into lying. And then he's not pursuing truth. And so in order to truly be from those who pursued the truth, and he had to yuktabi inda Allahi Siddiqan, that he is truly considered with Allah Azza wa Jal as a truthful person, then he must be cautious of that which he narrates and that which he transmits and that which he spreads. And he included in our days spreading information, and he hears specifically with the actions of the tongue. But likewise, somebody can write and information is spread. That which the tongue normally would say sometimes will be spread today by the thumb and not the tongue, by texting, by making text messages. And this is something considered likewise from the actions of a slave. So therefore it has the same effect, and a person is held accountable for that. A person is held accountable for that. So we're tried with this affair in this day. So verifying the information that comes to one person is very important. It is very important. It's from the signs of true piety and righteousness, that a person, he will verify statements and he will check them, and he will not be known for transmitting the statements. And those who transmit statements without thinking, and they transmit everything that comes to them, then they are no doubt going to fall into lying. And at this time, whether they intended that or not, their honor and their reputation will be defamed, and they will become blameworthy in this manner. And the people will learn this about them, and it would be considered as if they're sharing that, especially if they have doubts about that themselves, or especially if they know themselves that it's not correct. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about this: "Man had man rawa anni wa man rawa anni hadithan yara annahu kadhib yara annahu kadhiban fa huwa ahad al-kadhibin." That whoever narrates a narration from me and he believes or he thinks that it's a lie, then he's one of the liars. And he did not lie himself; he narrated the narration that came to him, that he believes is a lie or thinks that is a lie on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet said he's one of the liars, and because he transmitted that while he knows. So therefore, transmitting information, especially if it's related to the deen, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascribed to him tabaraka wa ta'ala and his rulings and his legislation, or to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from that on the people of knowledge and the students of knowledge, transmitting this information requires thabbut and tabayyun, that a person, he will verify and he will make sure that what he is transmitting is correct. And we have seen likewise, even if a person, he has verified that, also he has to look, is it beneficial and is it proper? Is it from the affairs that I should spread and that I should transmit? Because also from the foul and evil ways and from that which is impermissible is to like to see the evil and indecency spread amongst the believers, to see evil and indecency and to see al-fahisha Bayn al-Mu'mineen. This is also has proceeded, and this is from a foul way. So therefore, a person, he will not hasten to spread everything. And many people, they will spread something, and many fitin will come because of that. And much fitin and dissension in the ranks will come because of that. And we have seen that great athar from Ali radiallahu anhu, what occurred in the time of the fitin, in his days and in his era, and the advice that he gave his companions, radiallahu anhu, لا تكونوا عجولاً مذايع بذورا. He said, radiallahu anhu, do not be ujuna, mustajineen. And he transmitting everything, madhayi. Yani people who are broadcasting everything that comes to them, budhura. Budhura, yani planting the seed of hatred and sowing discord. And this is what happens from transmitting information without checking and verifying. Without checking and verifying. And likewise, without having wisdom and thinking, is it proper to transmit these affairs? So this is something that's very important, and it's from the way of a believer that he verifies and that he speaks and he pursues the truth and he searches out the truth, and he is afraid to fall into lying, or he's afraid to fall into something that would harm his reputation, or that would be considered a fault with his Lord first and foremost, and likewise amongst the society and with the people, and that would defame his reputation and his manhood, his muru'ah and his honor and respect, and that he would fall into lying, or he would be considered from those who are from the people of fitin, and even if he did not perceive, because he did not check and verify, and he could fall into this, or he could be from those people who are truly from them, who have a disease in their heart, and they love to spread that affair, and this is even worse. So again, from the attributes of a believer, أنه يتحرى الصدق, يتحرى الصدق, that he would pursue truthfulness, and from that, this affair here, يعني, which has come with زعامو, any claiming. So what is intended here? They say za'amu, any that which has reached me. So-and-so claimed this, and so-and-so said that, and it reached me that this happened, and it reached me that she said this, or he said that, or did you hear what they mentioned about so-and-so, and the likes like this. Any without having any clear verification or any clear evidence or proof that this is the truth, and that this affair had occurred in the manner that has been transmitted, in the manner that has been transmitted. So the author, he begins and he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah the Most High, إِثَلَقَوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَاتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. And whenever you are transmitting the statements with your tongues, and you are saying with your mouths that which you do not know, this is the meaning of this statement. This is the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whenever you are transmitting with your tongues, and you are saying with your mouths that which you do not know, and you think that is something light, and it is great with Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is great with Allah Azza wa Jal. These verses, they were revealed with regards to the ifk and the foul lie that was fabricated against the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, that she had committed fahisha, waliyadhu billah, and the people, they were transmitting this. And this is the case, italaqawnahu, yani a man, it's been mentioned, a man, he would come and he would mention this, that he heard this. A man would come and he would mention that he heard this ifk. Did you hear? He would come to another man. Have you heard what has reached us from what happened to Aisha radiallahu anha? And then he would take that, and he would listen to that, and he would say, did you hear what has been mentioned about Aisha? Have you heard what they're saying about Aisha? Until like this, it spread. Until this spread. This is how it spread. And a man, he would come, and he would say that. Have you heard what they're saying about Aisha radiallahu anha? And that man, he would take that, and he would go, Have you heard what they said about exactly as the author is mentioning here. They're claiming this and they're claiming that. Have you heard what they're claiming against Aisha? Do you hear what they're mentioning about Aisha radiallahu anha? Until it spread through the society, and even some of the believers, they were tried by that and they fell into that. And even there were some of the believers, any of the noble companions, they were tried by that and they fell into that, and they repented, and their affair is known. They repented, radiallahu anhum, alhamdulillah. Those who were tried by that and fell into that statement, yani carrying that statement in that manner, they were reprimanded. They were reprimanded in the Quran, and likewise they were reprimanded in the Sunnah. But they repented, alhamdulillah. And the munafiqun, they were made known from this. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she was freed of blame. But the point is now that this is how it occurred. That they're ithtalaqawnahu. This is how it occurred. And this is how they the information had spread. A man would come, did you hear what reached me? This has reached me, have you heard? And then he would take it like this. Oh, you know what they're claiming? Do you know what they're saying? Like this until it spread. So this is a foul way. Allah, he mentioned about them that you're saying this and you're spreading it with your tongue. وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. You're spreading this with your tongues and you're saying with your mouths that which you have no knowledge. So this is a great crime in itself, to speak without knowledge. And this is the case for the person who narrates everything that comes to him. He's speaking without knowledge. He doesn't know if it's true or if it's not true. It reached him. They're claiming this and they're claiming that. So-and-so said this and so-and-so said that. Have you heard what reached us? Oh, did you hear what so-and-so mentioned? You know, they're saying about this, they're saying this and that about so-and-so. He didn't even verify. He's just stating statements that he has no true knowledge of. He doesn't know if it's true or not. So therefore, he falls under the issue of speaking without knowledge. And then on top of that, it's even more worse if that knowledge is falsehood. If that knowledge that he is speaking about, that affair that he's speaking about, is falsehood. Like here, they're transmitting this statement they have no true knowledge of, and it's not true, and it's falsehood. So now they have fallen into two major affairs, and that is speaking without knowledge, and speaking without verification, and also they are spreading falsehood and evil, and information that is not true. And in here is from the worst of accusations, to accuse the mother of the believers, radiallahu anha. But this is, in general, the ruling stands for all of us, for the people. Al-ibratu bi umum al-lafzi la bi khusus al-sabab. As the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the evidence, or what is that which we benefit from this, and consider that which is considered is the general understanding from the text, not the specific reason that it was revealed. So this verse was revealed for the specific issue of Aisha radiallahu anha, but the ruling stands for everybody. That you have to verify before you speak, and you do not speak without knowledge. And you have to make sure that what you say is true, if you're going to say it, and that is proper likewise. and that is proper. If it's something that is true, but it's considered fahisha or foul, or it will be harmful for the believers, if it's spread in the likes like this, he will not spread that likewise. And if there's some evil that reaches you about one of your brothers, then the first thing to do is to not to spread it. But what is incumbent upon a believer is to cover him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah." Whoever covers the fault of a Muslim, then Allah will cover his fault in this life and the hereafter. So if something is verified that some foul or bad thing occurred to one of the believers, the first thing to do is to cover him, to make sure that it's not spread. Because from the true traits of a pious and righteous believer is that he does not like for evil and indecency to be spread. Evil and indecency to be spread amongst the believers. And likewise, he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So therefore, he will cover him and he will advise him between him and himself. He will cover him and he will advise him personally and privately. If it reaches him like this, this is what he will do. And he will not spread it. And this is the case. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. And you think that it's something light. And he's talking about this and mentioning the information that comes left and right, forwarding every text that comes to somebody and transmitting information any left and right without verifying or the likes like this, or even if it's verified, to spread it without thinking twice about whether it's permissible to spread the likes of this information or whether it's beneficial or harmful to spread the likes of this information. You think that it's light, but it's very great with Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, we have seen that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that a man, he will make a statement and he will not give any concern about it, and he will fall on his face. He will fall on his face in the hellfire more than 70 years, the distance in the hellfire for a statement that he made. So therefore, maybe somebody will consider it to be light, but it's heavy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the honor and the reputation of a believer is something great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something light. And so this is a something that a believer, he should realize and recognize that the honor and the reputation and the rights of the believer, they're heavy with Allah. They're heavy with Allah. And if a believer, he were to cover the fault of a Muslim and to sincerely advise him and hope good for him, then he will have much good himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will have much good himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And the statement of Allah the Most High, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. And then the verse continues, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا بِمَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reprimands the believers here and giving great advice for the believers. Oh, you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We know that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he mentioned about this verse. إِذَا سَمِعْتُمَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ يَكُولُ يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَأَرْعِي لَهَا سَمْعَكَ فَأَرْعِي لَهَا سَمْعَكَ. That he said that verily, if you hear Allah saying, O you who believe, then listen attentively. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ يَأْمُرُ بِهِ أَوْ شَرٌ يَنْهَى عَنْهُ. Because either it will be some good that Allah is commanding or some evil that Allah is prohibiting. So this is something specific, from the benefits of this is to remember and to accustom oneself to pondering over the book of Allah, especially here, that whenever one he hears the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, to be prepared to listen to a commandment that is coming. There's going to be a commandment that is coming or prohibition. And this is from the best of the Quran. And that should be followed. The commandments and the prohibitions. If a person wanted to know what is the best part of the Quran that one should follow, it is the commandments and the prohibitions. In this manner, one is truly following the Quran. And he would truly be reciting the Quran. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أَيَتَّبِعُونَ حَلَالَهُ وَحْرَامَهُ وَأَحْكَامَهُ. And the ones who are following the best of the Quran, and those who are following the rulings and the legislation, the commandments and the prohibitions, the halal and the haram, this is truly following the Quran. And in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his manners were the Quran. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, like this. So here the command comes, O you who believe. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding or prohibiting? إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If a person who is known for corruption, he's blameworthy in his religion, in his deen, fasiq, someone who is corrupt and wicked and evil, someone who is a fasiq, the people of hadith, they say, مُرْتَكِبُ الْكَبِيرَ أَوْ الْمُسِرُّ عَلَى الصَّغِيرَ. The one who perpetrates a major sin, and he's known for that, and it's not known from him repentance, he's considered fasik. And likewise, the one who is perpetrating and persisting upon minor sin, and it's not known that he repented from that, then likewise he's considered fasik. If this type of a person comes, then what do you have to do? فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If he comes with information. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ بِنَبَئٍ. If he comes with information, he comes with some information to tell you, then فَتَبَيَّنُوا. And some of the qira'ah, فَتَثَبَّتُوا. فَأَتَبَيُّن is a تَثَبُّت. You need to verify. If a wicked person comes to you with news, with information, then you must verify. Meaning his statement is not accepted. Why? أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا بِمَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Because if you do not verify, then possibly out of ignorance, transmitting this statement out of ignorance, you will harm some people. You will bring harm to people. And then because of this, you will fall into remorse, into regret. And those people who transmit everything that reaches to them, then they will fall into major affairs. From that, possibly lying. And likewise, carrying tales. And even into backbiting. And likewise, they will fall into harming the believers without right. Harming the believers without right. And also they will fall into the affair of having remorse if they're given success. And into having remorse and regretting that they had even spoke. Had I only been quiet, have I not forwarded that message? And then because much harm will come, people will be harmed because of that, out of ignorance. Bijahada, out of ignorance. So this is a major affair. This is a major affair. From the worst of the affairs is to transmit information. Yani without verifying. And from the worst of the affairs that corrupt the society. And that work, the dissension in the ranks of the believers is to transmit information without verifying, and to say everything, and to mention everything, and to fall into he said, she said, وَزَّعَمُوا. وَزَّعَمُوا. So this is the issue the author, he's clarifying that it's from the major sins. He said, أَنْ أَبِي مَسْعُودَ أَوْ حُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا. That has been narrated from Abi Mas'ud أَوْ حُذَيْفَةَ, one of the two. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. From the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, بِئْسَ مَطِيَةُ الرَّجُلِ زَعَمُوا. بِئْسَ مَطِيَةُ الرَّجُلِ زَعَمُوا. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُودَ بِسَنَدٍ صَحِيحٍ. The author, he says, that is narrated from Abi Mas'ud or Hudhayfa, one or the other. رضي الله عنهما. On the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, بِئْسَ مَطِيَةُ الرَّجُلِ. الْمَطِيَة يعني المركب. المركب. They used to call their animal, the animal that they would ride for taking care of business and for traveling and the likes like this, they call it a matiyah. Yani a matiyah is a markab. Yani a markab, it means vehicle. It means vehicle. But in their days, their vehicle was a riding animal. So they would call the riding animal a matiyah. But here there's a resemblance being made. Bitsa matiyatu rajul za'amu. Za'amu. He said, what an evil, yani the means that he would take, yani za'amu. Meaning, for example, the person in those days, if he wanted to travel, he would prepare a riding animal. If he had a need, for example, in another land, he had an issue to take care of in another land, he wanted to obtain and to achieve, he will prepare a riding animal, and then he will ride. He will ride until he gets there and to take care of the need that he has. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's making the resemblance. He's making the resemblance. Somebody here, he has a need in his heart he wants to obtain and reach. He has a need he wants to obtain and reach, and he's using this za'amu, they claim, or it reached me, or so-and-so said, or have you not heard what happened? And he uses this to get to his goal. It's like he's using this, he's riding on this statement here, so-and-so said, or they're mentioning, or have you heard what they claimed, or it has reached me, or have you not heard what they're saying? Like this, he uses this statement here to reach his goal. To reach his goal. So this is what is intended from this narration. Bitsa, and how evil of a means a person he will take any to reach his goal. Za'amu, that they claim, and he will want to find fault with somebody or blame somebody or defame somebody, or he would want to spread the ill of somebody. And the way that he does that, how does he get there? How does he reach his goal? They said this and they said that. Have you not heard what they're saying? Have you not heard what reached me? Oh, it reached me yesterday. Did you not read in the news? Did you not see what they're saying? Like this. He will use this here as his means to reach his goal of spreading indecency and evil and the likes like this. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, بِئْسَ مَطِيَةُ الرَّجُلِ زَعَمُ. Meaning that a believer, this is not from his way. A believer, this is not from his way. He will not be like this. He will not be from those who are always spreading information and saying so-and-so claimed this and so-and-so claimed that. Have you not heard what is spread in the news? Have you not heard what so-and-so said? What about the news of the day? Did you not listen and hear what they said about so-and-so? And the likes like this. Yani he said, she said. So a believer, he will not be like that. This is something that is blameworthy. Whether this is from, as the author is clarifying here, this is in the book titled The Major Sins. Titled The Major Sins. So he says after this, what a Muslim in. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu marfu'ah. And also it's narrated by Muslim. From the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kafa bil mar'i kathiban. Kafa bil mar'i kathiban an yuhaditha bikulli ma sami'a. Bikulli ma sami'a. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, is sufficient. It will suffice a person. Yani his portion from lying, that he will narrate everything that he hears. Yani yakfihi, yani that is sufficient for him. That he will have a portion of lying, al-kafi, yani al-hadh al-kafi min al-dhanb. That he will narrate everything that he hears. Yani kafa bil mar'i kadhiban an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. It suffices a person that he would have a portion of lying, and he would share in lying, and he have a sufficient portion of lying from narrating everything that he hears. From narrating everything that he hears. Because a person, what he hears in one day, and the information that reaches him, some of it is good and some of it is bad. And some of it is correct and some of it is false. Rather, we would say much of it is false. And we see today people have become very deceptive and using trickery in a great manner, especially in the news and the likes, and in the WhatsApp and in the posters and flyers, and they will make a beautiful flyer or a beautiful ad or a beautiful maqta and video, and they will portray it in a way that it presents information, and it's all decorated and it's not true, and there are lies behind that. And from the worst of the affairs, yani, is that a person he will use a statement of truth and he will use that to establish falsehood. Yani kalimatul haqqi yuradu biha al-batil. This is going in many aspects. This is spreading in many aspects in these days. People spreading the truth, yani saying a word of truth, but the way that they use it is to establish falsehood. If you look behind the way they use it and the way they attend it and the likes like this, and really they are trying to establish falsehood with that. Waliyadu billah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So a believer, he will not narrate everything that comes to him. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا. And this is one of those narrations a believer, he'll memorize. It's very brief. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. And it suffices a person, yani, from a portion, a sufficient portion of lying, that he will narrate everything he hears. So this is a prohibition from that, yani, and a reprimand from that, that a believer, he will not do that. And the one who does that, then he will narrate lies, and he will narrate falsehood. He will narrate lies and he will narrate falsehood, and he will have a portion of that. Rather, kafa, yani yakfi dhalika. He will have al-hadh al-kafi. He will have a sufficient portion from that. So, yani, this is a clear reprimand from this affair. That a believer, he will not do that. The author, he says, what a Muslim in. What a Muslim in. The people of knowledge, they have a methodology, and what is more proper to say here is to say wadi muslimin fi muqaddimatihi. Wadi muslimin fi muqaddimatihi, because this narration here is not actually in Sahih Muslim. This narration here is in the muqaddima of Sahih Muslim. And So Sahih Muslim, al-Imam Muslim, in the beginning of his Sahih, yani Sahih Muslim, which is the second most authentic work, yani authored by a man, yani after Sahih Bukhari, he has an introduction. A very beneficial introduction, and he mentioned a number of narrations with regards to the issues of jahr wa ta'dil and the obligation of narrating on those who are truthful and those who are upright, and to stay away from narrating from those who are foul and those who are wicked and those who are weak in their memory and the likes like this. And he mentioned a number of other principles in that introduction, and he has chapters in there. This here is a chapter is an nahyu. And you haditha bi kulli ma sami'a. This narration here comes in the chapter the prohibition of narrating everything that one hears. The point is that in the introduction of Sahih Muslim, his condition is not the same. In the introduction, the condition that he has in Sahih Muslim to narrate nothing that except for the a specific type of narration with a specific a specific quality and trait of authenticity, and this condition that he has in Sahih Muslim, he doesn't follow that in the Muqaddimah. He doesn't follow that in the Muqaddimah. So some of the narration in the Muqaddimah, maybe they're authentic, but they're not of the authenticity that he had established in his Sahih. They're not of the authenticity that he has established in the Sahih. Because a narration that is authentic, not all of them are the same level. Some of them are stronger in their authenticity than others. The strongest narration now that we have today, Al-Muttafaq Alayha, the one that Bukhari and Muslim, they both narrated. So this is stronger than all of the other narrations and in authenticity. So he had a condition in his Sahih to narrate narrations according to this condition. That condition is not inside the Muqaddimah. So for this reason, the people of knowledge, they whenever they make the azu here is to mention who narrated the narration. So they differ here, yani as an amana and as a trust. Because if you see that the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, what happens to your heart? If they say the hadith is in Bukhari, alhamdulillah, what did he say? If you see the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, if they said mutafiqun alayhi, yani, and you hear that, you hear a ruling, and then you hear the proof for that is mutafiqun alayhi, then you believe in it, and you're even stronger in belief. Yani the belief is stronger because the hadith is strong. And the evidence is stronger. So the stronger the evidence, the stronger the faith. The faith will rise. You believe in it. You believe in it. But the fact that it's in Bukhari and Muslim, now the iman is even stronger. And the certainty is even stronger. So likewise, if it's in Bukhari, and likewise if it's in Muslim, there's no doubt about its authenticity. So, but the point is now that the Muqaddimah, it doesn't have that level. So from the aman and from the trust is to differentiate between the two when you narrate to the people. So if it's narrated in the Muqaddimah, yani what is proper to say? That rawa muslimun fi muqaddimatihi. Like this. We understand that. So this is something that yani should be taken note here. The difference of this affair. And this is yani the fact that it did not happen here. Maybe it's a slip in the print, or whatever the case may be, in any case, or the slip of the author, rahimahullah. But in any case, what is best and what is most proper is that which has been mentioned. Is that which has been mentioned. Even here, the one who made the tahqiq, he says, أَخْرَجُهُ مُسْلِمٌ فِي الْمُقَدِّمَةِ يعني in the ihala. يعني to verify that affair. To verify that affair. And this is beneficial to know. And to know the differences in the authenticity of the text. And likewise, the diligence of the scholars to be truthful and to be trustworthy. كانوا يتحرون الصدق. This is the issue here, that they're striving to be truthful and to be honest in their conveyance. Because if somebody hears that it's in Muslim, that's one thing. Allahu Akbar, Sahih Muslim. It's authentic. But if it's in the Muqaddimah, for those who know, then this is a bit different. The issue is different and the authenticity is not the same. And Allah knows best. After this, the author, he says, وَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَزْحِ وَنَحْوِهِ مَا جَاءَ فِي الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَزْحِ وَنَحْوِهِ. That which has come with regards to lying and joking and the likes of that. Lying and joking and the likes of that. وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, قَالُوا أَتَتَخِذُونَ هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. The chapter with regards to lying and joking and the likes of this. Lying and joking, and the likes of this. He said in the statement of Allah the Most High, they said, yani Banu Israel, they said to Musa alayhi salam, أَتَتَخِذُنَا هُزُوَا, are you taking us as a mockery? Are you taking us as a mockery? Musa, he said to them, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I seek refuge with Allah that I will be from the ignorant. Yani, meaning that if I had taken you as a mockery, if I had mocked you and made fun of you and laughed at you, then I would be from the ignorant. I seek refuge with Allah from doing that. And this verse comes in the context of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, with qala Musa liqawmihi, inna Allah ya'murukum an tadbahu baqara. That whenever Musa, he said to his people, verily Allah, he commands you to slaughter a cow. Qalu atatakhidhuna huzuwa. They said to him, are you making fun of us? Are you making a mockery of us? And because the reason why they were commanded to slaughter a cow is because they had fallen into a great fitan. And there was a murder. And they did not know who was the murderer. They were not able to verify the murderer. So there was about to be great bloodshed in the likes like this. There was a fitna and they were trying to find out who killed this person. So it was revealed to Musa alayhi salam that they should slaughter a cow and then hit that person, the dead person, with a portion of the cow, and he would come to life and speak and he would tell them. But they're not aware of this affair. So whenever Musa, he told them, slaughter a cow. You killed somebody and you don't know who did it? And he has revelation. So he has been revealed that they should do this. So this is what he commanded them. So they're thinking, and with their reasoning, in opposition to that which has come from their prophet and his command, and then what does the cow have to do with a dead man? This is why they say this. Atatakhidhuna huzwa? Are you taking us? Are you mocking us? Are you joking? Are you laughing at us? Are you making fun of us? And meaning, what does the cow have to do? And this is their reasoning. What does slaughtering a cow have to do with the dead person and the dispute that they were having now? But Musa has revelation. And he knows that they're supposed to slaughter and then strike the man with a portion of that, and he will come to life by the permission of Allah, and he will tell them. And he will tell them himself who killed him. And this is the issue here. So, and the story is known about their stubbornness, and how they asked what kind of cow, what color of cow, until the end of it, and they only made it harder and harder on themselves. And he shaddadu ala anfusihim fashaddad Allahu alayhim. And they made it hard on themselves, so Allah made it harder for them. And this shows their stubbornness and their rebelliousness and the likes like this. And we should not be like that. But the point is here for the author, if he had said that, and if, for example, joking, Allah commands you. They said, are you joking with us? And are you making fun of us? And he said, "A'udhu billahi an akuna min jahilin." You know, I would never joke like this. I would never joke and laugh and make a mockery while I'm lying about this affair. So whenever he said that, they knew that he was telling the truth. That's why they asked after that, what kind of cow is it? So from the benefits of this, we see that to make mockery of people and to laugh at them and to belittle them, this is a type of lie. And to lie on them and to lock at them and to put them down in the likes like this. And likewise, this is from the way of the ignorant, and this is not permissible. And the person who makes a mockery of the people and he belittles them and the likes like this, then he is from the ignorant. He's from the ignorant, and this is not the way of a believer. Whether a believer, he seeks refuge with Allah from being like that. He seeks refuge with Allah from being like that. Yani istihza' and mocking people and belittling them and looking down on them and laughing at them and making fun of them. And the likes like this, all of this is a foul way. A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin. He said, I seek refuge with Allah that I'll be from the ignorant. And he be from those ignorant people who mock and belittle others. That I'll be from the ignorant people who mock and belittle others. After this, the author, he says, An ummi kulthum binti Uqba radiyallahu anha marfu'a. Laysa al-kadhabu alladhi yuslihu bayna al-nas fayukulu khayran aw yanmi khayran. Akhrajahu. ولمسلم قالت ولم أسمعه يرخص في شيء مما يقول الناس إلا في ثلاث في الحرب والإصلاح بين الناس وحديث الرجل امرأته وحديث المرأة زوجتها. The author, he mentioned here the narration of Kulthum bint Uqba رضي الله عنها. She is from the first of those to migrate in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and she is the sister of Uthman from his mother. The sister of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Kulthum bint Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayyid radiallahu anha. She is the sister of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu from his mother. She's narrating here that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Laysa al-kadhabu alladhi yuslihu bayna al-nas fayuqulu khayran aw yanmi khayran. That a liar, the one who rectifies between the people and he brings about goodness, he's not considered a liar. He's not considered a liar. Laysa al-kadhab. And he's not a liar. Who's not a liar? The one who rectifies between the people. The one who rectifies between the people when he brings about some goodness. And he brings about some goodness. Meaning this is not from the lying that is sinful. Is sinful. And there is an understanding with regards to this. The people of knowledge, they differed about this. And here to rectify between two. And there's a dispute between two people or two parties. And the narration means that the one who rectifies between the two and brings about good between them and reconciliation, he's not considered a liar. Meaning that it would be permissible to lie in this situation. But the people of knowledge, they differed about what it means lying here. And some of them, they mentioned that directly lying. You could say that something that's not true directly. And so-and-so, that I heard so-and-so say that he apologized to you. so-and-so sent me here to apologize to you. And he didn't send him to blatantly lie like that. Some of them that mentioned that this is what is intended here in this circumstance, to rectify between two people who had a dispute and a falling out. We understand that? This is one position. Another position is that it's not allowed whatsoever to lie. And what is not, it's not intended lying here directly. But what is intended is at-tawriyah, aw al-ma'arid. At-tawriyah aw al-ma'arid. And this means that a person, he will say a statement that has two meanings. One of the meanings is close and understood directly. And there's another meaning that the statement carries likewise, but it's further away and it's not probable. So the person who makes the statement, he would intend the further meaning, the meaning that's probably not going to be understood directly. And the person who hears it thinks he means the first meaning. So therefore he intends the other meaning, but the person listening thinks he intends the first meaning. And in this manner, he's able to slip away from trouble or to slip away from lying and the likes like this. We understand that? And from the example of that is what had come in the time of the mihna of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, and when some of the scholars were tried and they were being forced to say that the Quran is created. And if they did not say that, then they would be tortured, or some of them were even killed. Waliyadu billah, may Allah have mercy on the scholars of hadith. But one of them would find a way out from this. And they would say the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Quran, kullu hadhihi makhluqa. They would say all of these are created. The Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Quran, all of these are created. So the person listening, what does he think that he's referring to? The direct meaning? Books. And to the books. But what does he intend? Fingers. The fingers that he's counting with. And his intention, he is intending the finger. These are all of these are created. And all four of these fingers right here. You understand? But the person listening to him thinks that he's saying what he wants him to say. But in his intention, he's not saying that and he doesn't mean that. In this manner, he's able to slip away from this trial. In this manner, he's able to slip away from this trial. And this is allowed. This is called tawriyah. Or it's called ma'arid. And the people of knowledge, they say, fil ma'aridi manduhatun anil kadhib. This is a beneficial statement that, and using this type of trickery in words, is it means to slip away and to be safe from lying. To be safe from lying. So the people of knowledge, they say, fil ma'aridi manduhatun anil kadhib. That in using the ma'arid, this is a way out, and a sufficient way out from lying. A sufficient way out from lying. So the people of knowledge, they have some examples here, anyhow, to rectify between two individuals. This is the case here. لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ مَنْ يُصْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَيُقُولُ خَيْرٌ أَوْ يَنْمِي خَيْرٌ. That the liar, the one who's lying, is not the one who rectifies between the people. So he'll say some good, or he will bring about some good. And the best position is that, wallahu a'lam, it's not allowed to lie directly, a straight lie, but rather to use these ma'arid, and to use the tawriyah. So from the examples of that is maybe a person who's the muslih, he wants to make rectification between two. Yani he will go to one of the people, and he could say for him, for example, if he speaks Arabic, he could say to him, Wallahi sami'tu fulan yuthni alayk. Wallahi sami'tu fulanan yuthni alayk. Like this. It's a very, I heard so-and-so, I swear by Allah, I heard so-and-so make thana on you. Make thana on you. Yani for example, if he heard that man talking bad about him, if he heard the man talking bad about him, he can go to him and say, Verily, I heard so-and-so. I swear by Allah, he's making thana upon you. And many times whenever you say thana, or yuthni, and what comes to mind? He's praising him. The word thana, it means to praise. But the word thana can be used also in shar. So you can say, yuthni alayhi khayran, or yuthni alayhi sharran. So he can go to him like this and say, Wallah, I heard so-and-so yuthni alayk. Yani make thana upon you. But he thinks that he's saying yani al-khayr, but what he heard was shar. But it's an intention, he's saying this to soften his heart, to get him to calm down, to get him to give the man a chance to listen, to try to rectify like this. So he's not lying. So he's not lying. And because he heard him make thana, thana shar, thana shar. But the man, that meaning is further away from the understanding and what the person listening, he thinks he's saying something good. So this is an example of that. Another example of the people of knowledge they make, they would say, Wallahi fulan, yadu'a ka kulli yawm. So-and-so, he's making dua for you every day. Every day he's making dua for you. He's making dua for you every day. And why don't you try to, you know, rectify the affair? You don't know he's making dua for you every day. And what he intends is in the tashahud, wa salamu alayna wa ala badi la salihin. Yani every day in the tashahhud, he's saying, "Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin." Yani, for example, he's praying with you. Yani, he's included in here. Yani, a dua for the Muslims, or his general dua for the Muslims, or the man he makes dua for the Allahumma kfir al-Muslimin wa-Muslimat, like this. His general dua for the Muslims that he has daily, that he says. So he says, wallah, he's making dua for you every day. He's like, he's thinking me, he's making dua for me. But in really, he just means that in the general sense that he makes dua for the Muslims, and he's one of those Muslims, so he's included. So he will come like this, yukuru khayran aw yanmi khayran. So he's not considered a liar. He's not considered a liar. This is a good way. This is allowed here. But again, the people of knowledge, they clarify, here this is in the case of rectifying between the two. Rectifying between the two. And there are other examples that are going to come when it's allowed. But just to know for no doubt that it's not allowed to take somebody's right in this manner. It's not allowed to take somebody's right in this manner, or to deny somebody's right in this manner. Yani, to deceive somebody and to intend something else. To use this type of tawriya, we understand the meaning of tawriya. To use this to deny somebody their right, their haqq, this is haram, with consensus. Or to use this to take somebody's right, this is haram, this is not allowed. Or to make to use this in the likes, to betray somebody, or to invalidate a covenant. And a contract, la, this is not permissible. This is not permissible. We understand that. You can't use it in this manner like this. This is only in situations whenever there's not an obligatory right involved. When there's not an obligatory right involved. You can't take somebody's right in this manner. The rights, they must be fulfilled. And the rights, they're heavy with Allah, as we have seen. The honor of a Muslim, and the right of a Muslim, and the respect of a Muslim is something great. You can't deceive them and take that from them. Rather, this is used in certain circumstances, like rectifying between two. Here he says, rahimahullah, wali muslimin. Yani, one wording by Muslim, qalat. Yani, meaning that Umm Kulthum, she said. There are a number of narrations in Muslim, and from the beneficial methodology of Muslim in his Sahih is that he verifies the narrations, and he's very diligent with the wordings. And he has mentioned a wording in here in Sahih Muslim that says, instead of Qadat, says Qadi ibn Shihab. Qadi ibn Shihab. Ibn Shihab, he's a Zuhri. He died in 124. He's from Sigar al-Tabi'in. Rahimahullah ta'ala. So this statement here is not from the statement of Kulthum. Radiallahu anha, and Imam Muslim, he verified that this is mudraj fil hadith. The statement qadat here is mudraj. It's actually not the correct understanding. The correct understanding is the other narration that he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he'll do that to clarify, yani, the narration. So the one who made this statement here is Az-Zuhri. So lam asma'uhu yurakhisu fi shay'in mimma yaqulu an-nas. I did not hear him allowing anything from what the people say, illa fi thalath, except for in three. And meaning that I did not hear that it's allowed to lie, this hadith about kadhib. I did not hear that it's allowed to do this, to lie. It's tawriya, using the tawriya. He said, I didn't hear that it's allowed to do this except for in three affairs. I don't need to lie. Illa fi thalath, fi al-harbi, wa islahi bayn al-nas, wa hadith al-rajul imra'atahu, wa hadith al-mara zawjaha. That is not, I didn't hear that it's allowed, permissible to do this except for in three affairs. The first one is in war. The second one is in rectifying between the people. That's what's mentioned in the narration. And the third one is the man speaking to his wife and the woman speaking to her husband. And so the issue here is whether it's allowed, any lying, any is in these three affairs. So some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned directly, it's allowed to lie directly. And the others, they mentioned, no, not what is intended here, lying is at tawriyah. And that's what is best, and Allah knows, and Allah knows best, that He will use the tawriya, and He will not directly lie, and He say something that is 100% false and untrue. Rather, He will use the tawriya of the ma'arid fi al-ma'aridi manduhatun al-kadhib. Yani, the way out from lying is to use the ma'arid. So He will use them like this. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.